Thomas Merton was a famous American Cistercian monk and spiritual writer. He died in 1968 at the age of 53. One day, Merton came across one of his fellow monks who was depressed and having a very dark period. Merton put his hand on the monk's shoulder and said, "Courage comes and goes. Wait for the next supply." It is a fact of life that life itself is a journey through high mountains of contentment and low valleys of difficulty, pain, and lowness. We all need to develop a way of handling life's highs and lows. I've discovered that the best way of handling these highs and lows is encapsulated in the word perseverance. The root of the word perseverance comes from the Latin word perseverius. That word itself comes from two other words, per, meaning very, and severus, meaning strict. So the word today means to persist in a methodical way despite obstacles and distractions. So perseverance is a very important word both in real life and in the spiritual life. I suppose it really means to keep going, no matter what. We are not necessarily born with perseverance. It's something that we have to learn by practice. And every time we face a challenge and an ordeal and go through it, we are building up our perseverance. For us Christians and believers, what the Bible says is very important, and perseverance is mentioned a lot in the Bible. Jesus says, "Many a man will protest his loyalty, but give me the man who will stand firm when the trials come." St. James tells us, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." And Matthew tells us, "The one who endures to the end will be saved." As I said, we are not necessarily born with the gifts of perseverance and steadfastness, and that we have to practice it. There are four important components to perseverance. First of all, there is faith, the belief that no matter what happens to us, God will make everything work out in the end. Hope, the living and strong desire for all to be well. Optimism, the gift that always sees the glass half full rather than half empty. And virtuous stubbornness, the gift of not allowing life or others to make you give up. We could call it holy pig-headedness. A former parishioner of mine from Kilkeel in County Down once decided to sail with his son in a small boat from Kilkeel to the north of France. They were caught up in a most vicious storm, one of those storms that occurs unforgivingly in the Bay of Biscay, and their lives were in very real danger. I asked my friend, "What did you do?" And he answered, "We chained ourselves to the boat and faced the boat into the storm." And that's what perseverance is, chaining yourself to the boat of your life and facing into any storm that life throws at you. Walter Elliot said, "Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races, one after another."